Today, I am meeting you with an English lesson for grade 10. Our lesson is based on competency level 7.2, describing pictures. You will be getting a similar question in your O-level paper in question number 3. So, if you listen to me carefully and work with me from now on, it will help you to get 5 marks for your O-level English paper. Okay, let's begin. Please keep your activity sheets in hand. When we describe a picture, we have to describe 5 things about the picture. First one, what is the picture is about? Next, what is there in the picture? Thirdly, what is happening in the picture? Fourth one, where are the things? Finally, what you feel or think about the picture. First, we have to identify the picture. We can describe it saying, this is a picture of a, or this picture shows. Secondly, we can identify the nouns in the picture. Describe them. What nouns are there? People, animals, and things. We describe them using there is and there are. There is used with singular nouns. There are is used with plural nouns. Let's try it with the activity in your activity sheet. Look at the picture in activity 1. What is the picture is about? This is a picture of a danseller. Also, we can say, this picture shows a danseller. And what is there in the picture? We can see people, men, glasses, table, boys, flag, etc. Look at the instruction of the activity. Fill in the blanks with is or are. We know is used with singular nouns and are is used with plural nouns. There is a car. A car is a singular noun. There are people. People is a plural noun. Let's read all the sentences with blanks filled. You can say that with me. There is a car. There is a table. There is a flag. There is a woman. There are people. There are some glasses. There are men. We can say that again. There is a car in the picture. There is a table in the picture. There is a flag in the picture. There is a woman in the picture. There are people in the picture. There are some glasses in the picture. There are men in the picture. Next, we can describe what is happening in the picture. We use present continuous tense to describe what is happening. It is plus verb ing or are plus verb ing. Let's look at the activity again. What's happening in the picture? Fill in the blanks using suitable verb phrase. Is offering, are having, is preparing, is looking, and is waving. The given verb phrases are is offering, are having, is preparing, is looking, and is waving. Let's do the activity now. A man blank drinks at the table. Look at the picture. What is the man at the table doing? A man is preparing drinks at the table. Next, a man is offering drinks in a tray. A man is offering drinks in a tray. A woman, blank, at the glasses. Look at the picture and guess the answer. Yes, a woman is looking at the glasses. Next one, someone, blank, a flag. Can you see someone there? Who is someone? But you can see the flag. So, we can fill the blank. Someone is waving a flag. Last one. People, blank, drinks. People are having drinks. Okay. Now we are going to see where are the things. To show the position of the nouns, we use prepositions. Examples are at, in, on, in front of, next to, under, etc. Now look at the activity. In the activity sheet, where are the things? Underline the correct answer. First one, woman is on, near, under the table. Where is the position of the woman? Yes, it is near the table. So the answer is woman is near the table. Next one. Glasses are on the table. Glasses are on the table. A cab is near Dunseller. Cab is near Dunseller. A man is having a drink in front of the table. A man is having a drink in front of the table. A man is behind the table. A man is behind the table. There are decorations in Dunseller. There are decorations in Dunseller. Right. Now to finish the description, we can say what you think or what you feel about the picture. We can use the structures I think, it seems, or it may be. Look at your activity sheet. There's a question saying rearrange the sentences. Look at the example. Very busy people, I think, are. So the correct one is, I think people are very busy. Now we rearrange and you can check your answers. Number two. I think people have come by that cab. I think people have come by that cab. Number three. It may be night time. It may be night time. Number four. I think the boy is waving the flag. I think the boy is waving the flag. Last one. It seems to be a Vesak night. It seems to be a Vesak night. Let's move on to activity 2 in your worksheet. Look at this picture. Some words in the description are missing. Complete it with the words and phrases given. Let's see first what are the words and phrases given. They are men, children, houses, coconut, beach, are walking, are sitting, are looking, lighthouse. Can you see a lighthouse in the picture? Yes. And the last word is people. Now we will fill the blanks together. This is a picture of a beach. There is a lighthouse near the beach. The answer is lighthouse. There are some houses close to the beach. The answer is houses. There are some coconut trees. There are some coconut trees. The beach is crowded. The word is beach. The children are playing in the beach. The children. Some tourists are walking along the beach. Some tourists are walking along the beach. There are four men near the beach. Men. Two are sitting. Are sitting. And the other two are standing. They are looking at the sea. They are looking at the sea. I think this is the famous beach in Gaul. I think now you know how to describe a picture. Let's move on to activity 3. Look at the picture. Describe the given picture by rearranging the words and phrases. Have you seen this picture before? Yes, it is the famous cartoon picture, Scooby-Doo. Look there, there's an example. The cartoon story, this is a picture of Scooby-Doo. So the example is given, this is a picture of the cartoon's story Scooby-Doo. Second one, let's rearrange. There are two girls and two boys. There are two girls and two boys. See whether you have got the answer. Third one, there is a dog in the picture. There is a dog in the picture. Fourth answer, it is the famous Scooby-Doo. It is the famous Scooby-Doo. Fifth one, there is a van in the picture. There's a van in the picture. Number 6. There are lot of gadgets on the van. Can you see that, children? There are lot of gadgets on the van. Number 7. All of them are near the van. Number 8. They are smiling. Number 9. Even the dog is smiling. Even the dog is smiling. Number 10. I think they are posing for a photo. I think they are posing for a photo. I think you got all the answers correct. Let's move on to activity 4. Look at the picture above and describe it. Use the words given to build up sentences. This is for you children. Now you know how to describe a picture. Use the given words and describe the picture yourself. You can show it to your teacher and check it. An example is given there. Picture, historical site. This is a picture of a historical site. Hope you are clear on how to do that. I presented the lesson for the Department of Education, Southern Province. I am Samanthi Gamachige from Educational Zone, Akurasa. Thank you for being in the program.